Hello, welcome to Appalachian Monsters and Mysteries. I'm Miley.
I'm Belle.
And this episode, it's not about murder for once.
Praise the heavens.
I don't have to give you a listener discretion as advised.
I'm psyched.
And I'm super pumped about it. Not only for that reason, but also, this is possibly one of my favorite episodes we've ever done.
Ooh.
Or that I've, yeah. That I've ever researched anyway.
Convince me.
All right. Say less. Wallace Samuel Thrasher.
I'm vibing with the last name.
Me too. You already know it's going to be
good.
It's
on all those little Thrasher. Hipster t-shirts.
Thrasher. Why?
I don't know.
I
see like him in Zoomies.
Yeah, I feel like it has a meaning. Is it probably a band or something?
If it is ignorance, we're gonna sound like real
bad. Yeah, I know. Ignorance is bliss. So this man was born on June 27th, 1940 in Roanoke, Virginia.
Hey, why is Virginia for lovers?
Oh,
I remembered.
You did. Wow. Because that is where it was first legal for. Yeah, it was a white woman and a black man. It was the first state that was legal.
Really?
For a biracial relationship, like marriage.
Rad.
Yes. Now I'm nervous because, yeah, I want to make sure.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I had a feeling.
Yeah. Pretty sure that's what it is. That's what my memory said. So, bless you. Oh, bless you.
Two times the charm.
Yeah.
That's not a saying. I had a feeling.
Yeah.
Good to know that I'm a genius and I was right.
Yep. Good job.
Big old brain.
Good job, Belle.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, so he was an active teenager and a member of multiple clubs. He played football for his high school, where he got the nickname Squirrel, for always being able to outrun trouble on the field. He went on to work a few different jobs, but eventually joined the Navy, where he began flying airplanes.
Oh my God, is this Top Gun?
Maybe. Not really.
Oh.
But, I mean,
Top Gun?
Similar.
Give me an excuse to talk about Top Gun.
He flew airplanes. Although he seemed to have a bright future ahead of him, things began to take a turn when he became an experienced pilot and was introduced to the drug smuggling business. Dun, dun, dun.
I have a story about this.
What?
I'm not going to say where I live. Once again.
All right.
Let me read it. Tag on it. Why did I start the story off like that? I didn't have to say that.
I don't know. I don't know where your story is going.
Have I not told you this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's this place in America. It's called Dolphin Island. And, Bill, it's not near my house. Let's clarify there. It's not near me. But it is technically in Appalachian State, Alabama. And it... like right off the coast, you can find this in like articles, right off the coast of Dolphin Island, like $1.3 million worth of cocaine was found.
What?
Yes.
When was this?
A couple months ago? Yes. And two of the people who like found it stole some of it before the police got there and then got caught. I heard about it because we have some friends who live down there. And they were like, guess what happened? Because, I mean, they know what kind of person I am. And if I can find out anything that is insane, then I obviously want to hear it. But they were like, listened to the story and I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
That's insane.
Yeah.
We've already talked about Cocaine Bear, but
that was a few episodes ago.
Yeah. Love that movie.
Yeah, and I keep
cocaine.
Doing this.
Me it too.
Sounds like
my
me
allergies.
And Miley do not snort cocaine. I don't even know where to buy cocaine.
I don't either.
I was thinking about that one day. I was like, you know what? I don't know where you buy drugs. And Dustin, my wonderful husband, was like, that's a good thing, Belle, that yeah, you don't know where to buy drugs. Nothing is freaking legal anywhere. So it's like, is any of the Appalachian states, is marijuana legal? It's got to be at least one of them, like New York
I
or something.
I think so. I got really scared because I said that about why Virginia's for lovers, and I think I made that up.
Oop.
I don't understand.
Iconic, Miley. Lying about history.
I know. How did I make that up? It says that it was just a slogan that they came up with to love, like, the beach or the mountains or whatever in the state.
That's lame.
Why did I make that up?
I don't know. Virginia, Maryland, and New York, the legal and medical, like, medical and recreational marijuana is legal. And then West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, Mississippi, it's medical marijuana is legal. Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina are like, nah, homie. We don't want none of that.
I just feel really bad. I'm sorry, you all, that I lied to you. I feel so guilty.
I mean, it's the same episode where you're being like, well, I was wrong. So
yeah,
at least you got that going for you.
Sometimes, am I okay? Well, how did I pull that out of thin air? Where did that come from? If you're from Virginia, why did I think that? Am I psychotic? I mean, maybe.
Oh, okay. Those other states that I mentioned, like low THC medically is legal.
Mm, yeah.
And then South Carolina has a no program for legal THC. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Why did I look that up?
Drugs.
We're not even talking about marijuana.
No, we're not. Well. We're not doing well mentally, obviously. I made up a story. Belle's Googling marijuana.
Marijuana is legal. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Old Wallace got into the drug smuggling business.
Mm-hmm.
Between his skill and the money that could be made, he quickly began transporting marijuana across national borders.
Hey, marijuana. There
That's
you
true.
Go.
Yeah. You were just prepared.
He wasn't transferring. You ready for this? Raw cow's milk.
Oh, my.
Call
it
back.
It never ends. It wasn't too long before he ran. Oh, it wasn't too long before he ran into issues, though.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty freaking illegal.
Yeah, especially across national borders.
Yeah. Was it like Mexico or Canada?
Well, after an emergency landing in 1974, he spent 2 years in a prison in Mexico.
Well, then it was probably Mexico. If I
More than likely.
You know, make an assumption, maybe. Yeah.
Following his release, he married Olga Wright in 1977.
Olga.
The couple had two... I know somebody named Olga.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a rare name anymore.
She was a professor, and she wasn't... She's actually from Ukraine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know someone named Ola. Hmm. She's from Sweden.
Oh. Wow. Yep. I want to go to Sweden.
I do too.
The couple had two children, one of which was born 2 years later in 1979. So 2 years after they got married. Mm-hmm. Attempts were reportedly made to make a living by other means. Whether it be that those other means fell through, it was enough to support the family's lavish lifestyle, or Wallace couldn't stay away from the thrill, he went back to the business. With the money he made from the drug runs, the family was well taken care of. They had two homes, one in Bland County, Virginia, and the other in Florida. Olga...
Bland County's beautiful. It's so much farmland.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there in between the tunnels.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I agreed. I was like, yeah, it is so pretty.
No, and I know I had exactly no idea. Where Bland County, Virginia
is. I know it sounded familiar, but
it's
I didn't
in between
know
the
at.
Tunnels. What other place tunnels. Did you say?
Florida.
Where at in Florida?
No. Just Florida. Somewhere.
Sarasota?
I don't know.
St. Augustine?
I don't know.
Daytona?
I don't know.
Pensacola?
I don't know. Florida.
I'm just saying, is Sarasota in Florida?
Olga wore a 5-carat diamond ring. Jesus. And the couple typically paid in large bills in cash.
Sarasota is in Florida. I was right.
Good job.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm really proud of you. The couple was social and never tried to hide the money they had. Neighbors and people in the town wondered how Wallace could lead such a luxurious life as a charter pilot, but the couple were friendly and very well liked, so nobody raised too many questions.
That's hilarious. Can you imagine if they were kind of like jerks?
Yeah, everybody seriously. Would be like, where'd your money come from? Calling, what are you doing?
Calling the cops, being
yeah,
like,
yeah, seriously.
Hey, you better come get these people. I don't know why everybody in that town sounded like Cartman from freaking South Park, but.
Yeah, they probably would not have been so chill about all the money they have.
No.
So, on October 17th, 1984, a small airplane crashed in the woods of Fancy Gap Mountain in Carroll County, Virginia.
Fancy Gap sounds familiar, right?
Yes, very much so.
It does to you, too?
Yes, definitely.
Huh.
Upon the arrival of police, they found over 1,000 pounds of marijuana worth about $1 million ablaze and smoldering.
Oh, man, I bet you the whole freaking town of Fancy Gap was feeling good.
Oh, yeah, you know it. They discovered the body of the pilot, which had been burned so badly that he was unrecognizable. They found that the pilot's name was Mark Bailey. Upon further investigation, police also discovered that the plane belonged to Wallace Thrasher, though it was technically under a fake name.
Honestly, Molly, I have no idea why we think Fancy Gap sounds remotely familiar. We don't go anywhere near that place.
Really? Where is it?
No. It's, it's underneath Hillsville, Virginia. Oh. Do you know where Hillsville is?
Yeah. There's a huge flea market there.
Oh, well, it's below that.
We go past the exit to go to the camp. Not that you guys know what camp I'm talking about, but Belle does.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's probably why it sounds familiar.
Yeah, probably. So yeah, this plane that crashed belonged to Wallace Thrasher, but it was not under that name. They were now focused on finding and arresting him because it was his plane.
But just because it was his plane, someone could have stole it and went to go get weed.
Yeah. It came as a shock when just a couple weeks later, they heard that he had died in a plane crash in either Belize or Jamaica.
This man's living a life that's...
Yeah, bummer for
just
the cops.
Different from mine.
Yeah, seriously. They're like, your plane had drugs, so you're going to be arrested. And then they were like, actually, can't be arrested if you're not alive.
I love that he went from, like, Tom Cruise, Top Gun to, like...
Yeah, he was in the Navy.
Yeah, he was freaking Top Gunning it up.
I would like to learn how to fly a plane. I think that'd be fun.
My uncle works at the airport. He's a plane mechanic.
I wanted to be a pilot, a flight attendant for a long time.
You still can. You still can be.
I can, but I went to school for forever, basically. So,
yeah.
seem like a waste of.
You feel like you should probably use your degree?
Yeah, because of the money.
I could never be a flight attendant.
Why?
One.
Don't you have to be a certain height to like get the.
Yes.
But which I don't know. They don't even do that anymore, that though. Flight attendants don't even.
I'm not sure.
Aren't supposed to help put bags up there anymore or something. Huh. Did I read something about that? I don't know. I'm obviously just making stuff up tonight, so who knows?
I wouldn't. Yeah, you really are. You're going off on something.
Yeah.
Drugs. I can be away from my girls for that long.
Oh, yeah.
And
makes sense.
I don't like to sleep by myself. And so, you know, my husband's not there.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like fun to me.
I get it.
The traveling part would be fun.
Yeah.
Naturally.
It would. Love traveling.
But.
So.
And I'm really not naturally a helpful person. I'm helpful.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not like inadvertently like a thoughtful person. Like, it's just not like, and some people are like naturally it's ingrained in them to be like considerate.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Yeah, we'll go places sometimes and there's like Southern hospitality, and
yeah.
Belle doesn't have that.
I don't. I was raised by Northerners, thank you.
Okay. How long have you lived in the South? Long enough to have.
But I was raised
Southern hospitality, okay?
By Northerners. Even my mom thinks that I'm more Northern than I am technically, like, geographically. She's like, they opened the door for you. Why didn't you say thank you? And I was like,
If we did not know each other and we came and contacted a store, I would
want to. I didn't ask you to open the door for me.
It's polite to say thank
but
you.
But I didn't ask you to do that.
Okay. It's a nice thing to do.
I don't know. I just don't agree. I didn't ask you to open the door for me.
Like, okay, if somebody gets you a gift, are you going to say thank you? If I bought you something, would you say thank you?
Yeah. That's
you
not
didn't ask
the
me,
same.
You didn't ask me to buy you a gift.
If you're a if I know you and you bought me a gift, I would say thank you. First of all, I don't talk to strangers. There you go. If you open the door for me, I naturally just think to myself to say thank you? No. Do I try to be intentional and do it? Yes. And it's the same if I see like an old lady drop something in a grocery store. I will pick it up and hand it to her and smile. But if I see, like, someone my age drop something in a grocery store, you can pick that up yourself. I'm not going to pick that
up. You're defensive.
If an old person opens a door for me, I don't know that an old person is, I mean, probably in my life, so an old elderly person has opened a door for me. I just don't naturally have that ingrained in my body to just be polite, I guess. To be polite.
Yeah.
I try to be intentional about it, but it just doesn't work all the time.
I don't know how we got here. Just like literally everything
isn't,
else
yeah,
on this
isn't
podcast.
That everything? But yeah, my mom like, you should be nicer and more polite. And I'm like, you raised me.
That's true.
Granted, Bad my point. Mom, bless her heart, she did all she bless could with yeah. the mold in which she was given. Now, my little brother, Nicholas, saint. Greg, yeah. a saint. They just go out of their way to help people. I, on the other hand,
maybe they just took
like,
yours.
They did. They sucked it all. I was sucked dry. I'm more of like a life is fast paced. Okay, I have places to be.
Life's
Dustin
hard.
Says
Get
thank you when people open the door for us. So why do I have to?
Oh my gosh. Anyway, reason 583 why if we went to high school together we wouldn't have been friends. It would take one encounter for me to open the door and you not say thank you. I'd be like, man, what the heck.
I would be like, why did you open the door for me? I can do it myself.
Or like hold the door open, not necessarily open the door for you, but like if you're walking toward the door and I like leave it open for you.
I do that for people, not often, but I do that exactly. for people.
Okay, so
I'm trying to think.
Wallace
context
Thrasher,
yeah,
supposedly died in a plane crash in either not Belize supposedly, or Jamaica. Not supposedly. He died in a plane crash in either Belize or Jamaica.
Yeah.
Desperate to fit the pieces together, police went to Olga for answers. She expressed that he had in fact died in a plane crash in another country. She even presented his death certificate to the officers.
What a wife. Like, if he's not really dead, which not to say that that's where this is going,
mm-hmm.
but like, if this is a cover up, that's a good woman.
True.
If you're going to be a drug smuggler, find loyalty like Olga.
Yeah, honestly. They still weren't convinced, though, and wanted to verify the information.
Dang on. Does he have a death certificate?
Yes. She gave them a death certificate, and they were like, I'm not buying it.
I'd be like, what do you freaking want from me? I'm a grieving widow.
Yeah, seriously. It turns out that there was no proof of the crash, and the death certificate was faked.
Yeah, I figured, honestly. I didn't figure he was dead.
This isn't the end of the story old Wallace.
Good for Olga for being like, yeah, he's dead. Sorry.
Yeah, seriously.
Don't know how to help you.
They went back.
Oh, it's fake? I didn't know that.
Yeah. News to me.
Yeah.
They went back to Olga for questioning again, and she decided to tell them everything she knew.
Olga.
Come on.
Snitches, as they say, get stitches. Yeah, man, you can't tragedy. Be ratting people out like that.
Especially your own husband. Yeah. He probably has connections.
She's literally a drug smuggler.
Like, yeah, so like not he has enough money to hire a hitman if you're going to rat him out like that.
Here's the thing. I don't know in that context if I would rat somebody out. One, again, please freak me out. So if I'm under questioning, I don't know what route I would go. And we've talked about this before on the pod. If I would just lie.
Yeah, or
if
I would just
panic honest.
Yeah.
What would my first inclination be? Lying.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can't go to jail. I won't make it in jail. Do you see me?
But you
do you meet?
You technically didn't do anything.
Have you met me? I'm not making it a single night in prison.
Yeah.
Because I'm either going to start crying or they're going to kill me.
Or both.
Because I don't know how to keep my mouth shut. Yeah. I'm a pretty, like, when you, I'm nice to strangers. Tell me that's not true. I'm nice to strangers.
In what context are we?
Strangers love me. Like, people that we meet, like, at sad conferences when we went to those.
Yeah.
At concerts.
You have a different persona at events.
Yeah, I become a different human being.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Prison, stressful situation.
Yes.
I have a smart mouth.
True. Yes.
And anger issues that I worked through in therapy. So they don't really exist anymore. But put in That's prison, good. You're under a different amount of pressure.
That's true. Yeah.
How would I react? God only knows.
Who knows?
I'd probably just, honestly, I'd probably cry all the time. And then I'd be like, where's the library? And then I would never leave.
Yeah.
I'd hide amongst the books. Accurate. Like that guy with the bird in Shawshank Redemption. That would be me. I'd be bird guy. Except when he got out of jail, he then like, spoiler alert for Shawshank, he killed himself.
Oh, bummer.
Because he was like, prison is my life. This is all I know. It's honestly one of the saddest parts of that entire movie.
One of?
Yeah, there's a few incredibly depressing parts of that movie.
Don't tell me, don't spoil it.
Don't watch it. Honestly, it's a really sad okay. movie. It's a prison. I mean, it's a prison movie. It's not a happy movie.
Yeah. All right. So, Olga informed them.
She's a rat.
That the plane did belong to Wallace, and there was actually another man on board when it crashed. His name was Nelson King, and he had escaped with just a broken leg and some lacerations. He made it to someone's house and used their water hose, which was confirmed by the owner of the home. What? He then made it to a payphone and called Wallace, who came and picked him up. They ended up taking him to the hospital and claimed that he had sustained the injuries from a motorcycle accident. All this seemed to be verified, which made police trust her account. Could you imagine surviving a plane crash?
The wrestler, Ric Flair,
yes.
did.
Really?
Also, crazy enough, we will talk about Ric Flair again in the future because he was sold as a black market baby in the Georgia Tan, like, baby selling ring.
What?
Yeah. I think that was in Tennessee. Ric Flair was one of those babies.
What in the world?
He was also struck by lightning.
This sounds like
the I watched a documentary about Ric Flair.
Unlucky man.
That's the only reason that I know so much about him. Dustin was like, let's watch this documentary. And I was like, you know what? Okay. I used to watch WWE with my dad and my brothers.
Me too. My dad.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite wrestler?
I liked The Miz.
Really? Mm-hmm. I am older than you, naturally. I liked Shawn Michaels and Triple H. I was big fans of them.
I feel like there was another one, but I can't remember. I can't remember who it was. But yeah, I like The Miz.
Deep down, I was a big fan of Stone Cold Steve Austin. Mm. But he drank beer and cussed a lot. So my parents were like,
man. He can't be your favorite.
Yeah.
Not allowed.
But deep down, I was like, that's a cool guy. Yeah. Now I'm like, that's not a cool guy. Idol. He was weird. All those guys were weird. If that's your job to be a professional wrestler, like, that's a weird job.
I don't know. Probably was like a dream since they were young, though.
That's pretty cool. Freaking Dwayne The Rock Johnson became famous.
He's a cool dude.
He's pretty cool, yeah.
Pretty cool. He's cool.
I mean, he's also in like all those Fast and Furious movies. And if you do that, he's in a couple of them.
Oh, I don't think all of them, though.
No.
He's in a bunch of movies, though.
Did you know not even... Okay, we're about... I'm going to say this one thing, and then we're going to move on. Okay. You know not even Vin Diesel is in all those movies?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
He's not in, like, two of them.
That's weird.
I know, because when I think of those movies, I think of Vin Diesel. Yeah,
me too.
Paul Walker is in almost all of them. I don't know if he's in the newest one. Fast and Furious X or 10 or whatever.
How recent was that?
I mean, he was deceased by the time this movie came out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They CGI'd his face into the last one. They might have done that in this one, too.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Oh.
During Charlie Puth's little song. Mm. That's not his face. Gotcha. Well, I mean, it's his face, but...
Yeah. Okay. So, the story goes...
Why am I talking about Fast and Furious?
That Wallace was the one who was supposed to fly the plane that crashed. He was supposed to go to Belize to pick up the shipment, but something had... something had come up, possibly the death of a family member. Because of this, Wallace had allowed King to make the run. The two had become somewhat like partners, and King had accompanied him on the same or a similar trip before. The weather looked good, so Wallace trusted him to take over this one flight. It became obvious that this was a mistake when King did not pay the suppliers the $250,000 in cash that Wallace gave him. He claimed that the payment was supposed to be paid at a later date. Not a very good partner.
No.
According to a book review on, quote, Chasing the Squirrel from radford.edu, things only worsened for Wallace after he attempted to sell a stash of marijuana in a plane that he borrowed. The acquaintance who was supposed to buy the drugs insisted on the two of them making the trip together. The man then stole the drugs, leaving Wallace with nothing. After a string of such unfortunate events, including him being on the radar...
I mean, I can't believe he stole the drugs, but like...
Yeah,
wow, I know. That sucks.
Bummer. So after a string of such unfortunate events, including him being on the radar of the police, he decided to take some money and flee to Belize to clear up the situation that had occurred with King. Olga told police she spoke to him in late October, and he said... Quote, I promise I'll be home by Wednesday. I will fight whatever to get home to you. End quote.
That's pretty sweet for, you know, a seasoned criminal.
I know. And then she ratted him out. That was the last time she ever spoke with him.
What a monster.
I know. People contacted her on November 7th to inform her of her husband's death in Belize from a plane crash.
Who even knows if that's real?
She went on to contact two attorneys, Max Jenkins and Carl McAfee, to help her organize the estate and determine how his money and belongings would be distributed. She also admitted to police that the death certificate that she provided about the plane crash in Jamaica was fake, which police already knew.
Yeah.
The two attorneys were supposedly involved with getting the fake death certificate, or at least were aware that it was not real. She explained that she didn't want authorities to know he was involved in drug trafficking because they may confiscate their property and belongings, which they eventually did.
I mean, yeah, they're going to figure it out.
Yeah. At some point, perhaps in 1986, a third party came to Olga and said that he had went to the site of the plane crash and collected some of his belongings, including his wedding ring. The person informed her that everything was destroyed in the crash, completely disintegrated, except for his wedding ring, which I guess didn't have a scratch on it. Mm-hmm. This seemed pretty suspicious, but Olga still believed that Wallace did die in that plane crash because she didn't think he would ever just leave his family. That wasn't the last time What?
I said, I mean, I guess.
Yeah. That wasn't the last time she would find herself in the sights of police, though. On March 13th, 1985, she was arrested for helping King evade police, then planning his abduction and murder.
She did?
Mm-hmm. Yep. She was suspicious of King and believed that he sold the $250,000 from her husband, which then led to his contacts in Belize thinking he was trying to con them.
Ooh.
She suspected that they were involved with his death. She reportedly gave Freddie Gilbert, who lived in the couple's guest house, money to buy a gun. She instructed him to abduct King.
Oh my God.
So she could question him, and then told Gilbert to dispose of him. She pled guilty in May of the same year for helping King and for violating a U.S. currency statute. An arrangement was made that included the charge of her plotting to kill King being dropped. This meant she agreed to testify in King's trial. Which is a little deal that they made.
Honest to God, I mean, she is great at snitching on people.
Yeah.
She's going to plan this man's murder.
Yeah, she hired somebody
to do it. She did more than plan it.
Yeah. She wanted to question him and then was like,
kill him.
Do what you want with him.
I just don't want to see him again.
Yeah. According to Unsolved Mysteries Wiki, Olga also became an informant and helped the Drug Enforcement Administration in an undercover operation, which led to 13 international drug traffickers being arrested.
She really switched
sides.
Did this woman have to go into freaking, what is it called?
Witness protection?
Yep.
Probably.
I mean, she would have to. That's a lot of people.
That is, yeah. This has been known as the biggest drug bust in the Mid-Atlantic region. She also helped with the arrest of several other drug traffickers, earning her the name the Black Widow.
Daggone, son.
I know. Love that for her. Olga declined the offer to go into the witness protection program. Their son, Montana, has been interviewed in recent years, but I couldn't find anything about where Olga is at now, mm-hmm. if she's still alive. She was significantly younger than Wallace, and he would be in his 80s now if he's still alive, which many believe he is. Attorney Max Jenkins.
That's very D.B. Cooper of him.
Yeah, seriously. Attorney Max Jenkins and Chief DEA agent Don Lincoln are convinced he's still alive, or at least don't think that he died in the plane crash.
Oh, I don't think he died in the plane crash.
Yeah. In 2015, the charges against Wallace were dropped due to his presumed death and 3 decades with no reported sightings or evidence of his existence. The case was dropped because of a routine open case review. There's a book covering these events called Chasing the Squirrel by Ron Peterson Jr. The events are also currently being made into a documentary series.
What's it going to be called? Chasing the Squirrel?
I don't know.
Oh.
Should be a good movie, though.
I feel like I learned so much.
I know. I love this.
You do love treasure. You love those episodes, yeah.
Yeah. And is he dead? Is he not? I don't know.
The world may never know. It's wild. That was interesting. I really liked that one.
Thank you.
Even though people still technically died.
That's
alleged. So we don't know if he died or not.
Person did die in a plane crash. True. The pilot.
That's sad.
Also, probably, well, it was marijuana.
What would your Top Gun name be? If you were a pilot, what would your piloting name be?
Can we? This is a lot of pressure. What would yours be?
I don't know. That's hard. I mean, that is a lot of pressure.
I don't know. I'm not very creative.
Yours could just be Montana.
Okay.
Because
Hannah Montana.
Yeah. And your name's Miley Stewart.
Yeah. Her son's name was Montana.
Her son's name was Montana. I don't know what I would want mine to be. What do you think, Miley? What should mine? I picked yours. You pick mine.
I feel like I've been put on the spot. I'm scared.
Say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Red.
That's the color of my hair, so yep. Sure. Sounds good to me.
I was really invested in the story that I made up earlier, and so...
You really are stuck on that, aren't you?
Yes, I am. How do you just make something up like that?
People do it all the time. People do that all the time.
Yes, but something so specific. So... Yeah. According to context.org, there was a Loving versus Virginia, the 50-year-old landmark civil rights decision that invalidated laws prohibiting interracial marriage. And the Lovings became accidental activists with their victory laws barring interracial marriage. Wait, anyway. Yeah, and it had to do with Virginia.
Well?
So, I don't think I just made it up out of thin air.
No, there was like a correlation in your brain.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I just wanted to clear that up.
You were really stuck on that. That was like literally 30 minutes ago. Yeah.
I can't help it. I couldn't.
Well, that was another episode of Appalachian Monsters and Mysteries.
Sorry I couldn't come up with a better nickname, Top Gun name for
fine,
you.
I like it.
Oh, red's good. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
If you want to tell us your Top Gun nickname or give me and Miley different ones.
Yeah.
Send us a message on Instagram at AMNPod, AMNPOD, or TikTok at AMNPod.
You can also message us and like us on Facebook at Appalachian Monsters and Mysteries and email us at appalachianmm@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.